Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Are you one of those people that end up with having the holiday blues? So many people do. So many people end up with depression, and obviously there's reasons for that. On some levels, it's because there's no friends or family. That type of isolation is really difficult to deal with. And the only thing an individual like that can do is to really question why they have set themselves up to be isolated from friends, you know, and family. You know, if your mom and dad have passed away and there were no other siblings, and so you have no cousins, no aunts, no uncles, no nieces, whatever, and you're all alone in the world, well, yes, that is a difficult path. That is a difficult journey. Obviously, for some reasons, you chose it. Build on it. Gain the strength that is possible from that situation and allow it to help you to grow into a more affable person, a more exuberant person, a more friendly person, getting out, mixing with people, saying hello to people, because nothing will change unless you change. Everything comes from the within. So that's one aspect. Another issue for depression during the holidays is actually a medical condition, if we can call it that, and it's hypoglycemia. And hypoglycemia, very simply, is low blood sugar. And during the holidays, you'll see a lot of it. Not only will you see depression, you're going to run into people who are angry, headachy, irritable, sensitive. And here's what happens and why it happens. What's taking place and the origin of hypoglycemia is actually stress to a great degree. From this point of view, one of the things that happens when you're stressed out, is your adrenal glands begin to falter. When your adrenal glands falter, blood pressure goes up, immune system goes down, and your ability to regulate sugar, energy, in your bloodstream is shot. Because what happens, most people do not do enough to nourish their adrenal glands. And the way to do that, and I'm not going to talk about food now because now we're dealing with a condition. Now you've got to look at nutrients, because if you have this condition, what it tells me is two things. Number one, your diet needs work. And two, you may be overindulging in sugars. And it's natural from one point of view. When people feel tired, they know that sugar or sweets going to give them an up. So what do? They load up on foods that will, especially now during the holidays, oh my God, pumpkin pie, chocolate ice cream. I make sure I get a serving every day. Is that crazy or what? But I know how to deal with it by, there's a couple of products that I make, that I take, that help me to metabolize the sugar in my bloodstream. But for those who don't, what happens is that there's a load. Your sugar gets jacked up. Your body realizes, oh my God, too much sugar, and so your pancreas begins to secrete insulin. Well, your adrenal glands are the shutoff valve, so to speak, that will tell the pancreas or when, let me back up. So what happens is you're secreting insulin, you're pumping it out, you're pumping it out, you're pumping it out, and now your adrenal gland, because it's been doing this all day based on stress, based on your diet, based on what you've been snacking on, you come to a point of exhaustion. And at that point, when the adrenaline or the insulin has brought your sugar down below maintenance level, because there is a realm, you know, where your sugar has to be in order for you to maintain energy and maintain nourishing your entire body with fuel. When it gets too low, your adrenal gland is supposed to tell your liver to release glycogen, sugar, glucose, back into your bloodstream so the cells have fuel. But guess what? If your adrenal glands are so stressed out from life, diet, because they've been, you know, pumping out the insulin, stop, start, all of that is going to exhaust your adrenal glands to the point that they develop laryngitis. What does that mean in English? It means that they cannot talk to the liver. They cannot tell the liver to release, you know, sugar back into your bloodstream so that you have fuel and energy. The way to fix it, pantothenic acid. Pantothenic acid, and I'm sure you've heard me talk about it multiple times. I love it. It's my second favorite nutrient because it does so many wonderful things for the body. However, right now we're talking about the adrenals because we want to get rid of this holiday blues, the holiday depression. And by fixing the adrenal glands, you make sure that you have adequate amounts of energy in your bloodstream. Interesting way to present that, isn't it? At any rate, take a look at pantothenic acid along with vitamin C, also essential. Now, depending upon the type of stress that you have, that will determine how much pantothenic acid you need. And then use your body as a gauge to determine when you've had enough. And here's some examples. For instance, if you have low stress, I would say take a look at 100 milligrams of pantothenic acid three times a day. And a week, 10 days, you'll begin to wake up feeling better, more like a person than you have in a long time. The headaches will be gone, the irritability, sensitivity, the depression, all of that will be gone. Now, if you're under an executive like myself and you're under a lot of stress, then you may want to look at maybe 250 milligrams of pantothenic acid a tablet, or I take one of my own products that has 500 milligrams of pantothenic acid per tablet. Now, depending upon what potency you take, the thing to do is start out by taking it three times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Always do your vitamins with food. And minerals you should do in the evening and also with a little bit of something, juice, a cracker, something to stimulate digestive juices. Okay, so now we're back to the pantothenic acid three times a day. If you do what I do, is the 500 milligram formula, then I will guarantee you within 3 to 5 days, you will wake up with energy again, feeling good. Now, what may happen is that some people will need 3 a day, some may need 4 a day. Just depends on your reality. Then, if you find, and this is a contradiction, because I've read somewhere that pantothenic acid will help you sleep. In fact, I've read it in a couple of different places. However, I'm going to say this. If you find that you are too energized and that you can't sleep, cut back on the tablet, go down to 3 a day, or even go down to 2 a day, breakfast and lunch, and monitor how you feel, then you should find yourself having proper energy throughout the entire day, feeling good about everything except, you know, the things that really tick you off, and then there it's a matter of truly understanding why did they bother you. Look, the more you can question yourself about why you do whatever it is that you do, that will put you in a place of strength because you'll have things under control more than not having them under control. So anyway, get rid of the holiday blues, pantothenic acid, vitamin C. This is Michael Schwartz. You've been listening to The Healthy Self on Radio MD. Stay well.